This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Riley Christie, athletic director at Salem High School. Riley, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. You know, glad to talk to you today.
All right. So, Riley, let's begin. I actually put a photo up on you on this post here. We put it up with you when you got hired at Salem High School. They had a nice photo of you, so we're going to use that. We're going to reuse that in this post for our listeners. But, Riley, I want to begin with the sailing program there. That's a brand new program. And tell us about that, how it got started, and what the deal is with sailing.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know, sailing program was something we're really excited about. Salem has a pretty strong program here with sailing. We sail out of Winter Island, and we partner with Sail Salem. They're a group here that does a lot of, you know, summer sailing. They do a lot of youth sailing, a lot of youth programming, and they have been such a huge partner, such a huge help for us. We would not be able to have gotten this program started without them. There's a lot of interest from the community, from kids here, to basically start this sailing program. It's something that, you know, we were really excited about, something that, you know, we were able to get into the Massachusetts Bay League this year. We're sailing in the North B division, which is teams like Gloucester, Beverly, which we're really excited about this year. Our head coach is Skylar Ward, who lives here locally in Salem, and he's been sailing his entire life. He does a lot with the Chatham Club down in Chatham, Cape Cod, and it's something that we're really excited to get going. We have about 12 sailors right now, which is right around a good size team, not small but not large. So it's something that we're getting going, and we just got into the water, beginning of this week, late last week, and we're actually getting ready for our first meet tomorrow against Gloucester. So we're really excited.
Oh, nice. Okay. Will that be in Salem or up in the Gloucester area?
That will be up in the Gloucester area.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. We don't have to go through all the sports, but I just wanted to have you comment on a couple of things. We did a feature with Matt Lessard, the baseball coach, as they were off to a 3-0 start. However, yesterday, I guess they suffered their first loss at the hands of Beverly. But what a great start for the baseball team this year for the Witches.
Yeah, it's really been a great start, starting out 3-0. And then, yesterday dropped their game against Beverly, but, it was a great game, high-scoring game. So it was something that was, a lot of action. But it's something that I know the kids, the coaching staff, they're all really excited. Last year they only had one win. So this year, coming in to start off with three wins right off the bat. You got some senior leadership, you got some, young guys contributing. So it's really exciting to, for the baseball team this spring. And, they're really excited to keep it going. And, they got some momentum, with their start, and they're really excited, really looking forward to, keep it going this season. They play Triton today. Excited for, hopefully a bounce back from yesterday.
Yeah, got to grab that bounce back win for sure. But what was amazing is just allowing two runs over those first three games and all those strikeouts too. So a fantastic start for the baseball team. Now, another score caught my eye last week, and it was the softball team at Salem knocking off Marblehead. And so tell us about the softball team, Rick O'Leary's team, and how they're doing this year.
Yeah, softball has had a great start as well. They're 2-2. They had two big wins last week. You mentioned it, Marblehead. Our junior captain, Skylar Zverka, hit a two-run home run, and another student, Ella Wasserman, another two-run home run to take the win in that game. So that was huge for the kids. They were super excited. They finished the week off last week with a big win versus Winthrop. And then they had a really tight and competitive game yesterday versus Masco. We have a freshman pitcher, Annalise Thornett, who has been, fantastic for us. We're getting a lot of, contribution, all around. So it's been really exciting to, watch them and, see them this year. And, they got some really good momentum going into, continuing this season as well.
Well, Riley, anything, I mean, those are the two couple of notes that I wanted to ask you about, but maybe you could share with our listeners any other note or two from the spring sports so far, albeit very early, I get it.
Yeah, very, very early, but I think something that we're seeing is we're seeing a lot more kids out. You know, we've had a 33% increase in our participation this spring from compared to last spring. So we're getting a lot of kids out. We're getting, you know, a lot of, you know, competition. You know, kids are, you know, competing. They're, you know, playing well. They're running hard. You know, I want to shout out our track team. You know, our track team is, you know, extremely competitive. You know, the numbers aren't quite there to fully compete in dual meets, but in all of the events we're running and we're competing in our track meets, we're doing really well. We've had two meets so far and had a couple individuals winning, you know, their individual heats, and you know, so we're excited to see, you know, the progress that our track does this year. And they're coached by you know, Salem High alum and Fitchburg State All-American Ben Satterwhite. So it's exciting to see that and, you know, see their progression so far this year.
All right, Riley, I want to ask you, you know, of course, I followed the basketball team relatively closely this past year from the winter sports, and I thought they had a fantastic year when you put it all together, from considering they don't have anybody really over 6 foot, or maybe only one, right? I mean, but what an incredible year they had. But maybe you could share with us a note or two from the winter sports, or a couple of highlights that that the rest of us really should know about Salem High winter sports.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Our basketball team had a great year, you know, getting into, you know, the round of 16 versus Mansfield. You know, they were a team that they just never gave up, never quit. You know, were always in every game, and it was, you know, really exciting to watch them. You know, I wanted to give a shout-out to our wrestling team. You know, they had their best season in, you know, probably 10, 15 years. You know, they finished third in our, you know, our league tournament, and then they finished fourth in the sectional tournament, sending, you know, the most amount of kids to the state tournament, and then all-state tournament. And then we even had one wrestler go to the New England tournament, and that was senior captain Brendan Dalton. So we had, you know, a lot of kids coming back, you know, next year for that year. But I really wanted to give a big shout out to, you know, the wrestling program, and then wanted to, you know, just mention swimming had, you know, they had, you know, a really good competitive year as well. Had, you know, they had a state qualifier as well, Madeline Downs. You know, so those are some, you know, two highlights from our winter season for sure.
You know, I was just thinking here, Riley, and maybe I'm a little off the wall on this thinking, but do members of the swimming team go out for the sailing team? It would make sense, but I don't know.
It would make sense. There were a couple of the swimmers that are on the sailing team, but, you know, it's something that, you know, is great about Salem High. We offer 30 sports, so there's, you know, a lot of different opportunities for kids to get involved here. So it's really interesting and exciting to see different sports that kids play. You know, we have a lot of three-sport athletes, we have a lot of two sports, and then, you know, obviously have some one-sport athletes, but it's really interesting to see some of the, you know, the variety of, you know, activities and athletics that our students choose. And it's the best part of my job is watching and supporting them and, you know, in their endeavors.
Absolutely, and right now the weather's great to do that. Riley, finally, let me just ask you about the Northeastern Conference. I mean, you meet with the ADs, I guess, monthly and so on. Any news out of the Northeastern Conference or any notes to share with us from conference meetings or whatever?
You know, nothing too crazy. You know, I think we just got our, you know, our fall and winter schedules are, you know, starting to get set now. You know, it's something, you know, it's a pleasure and honor to be in the Northeast Conference. You know, there's so much pride and tradition, history in this conference between, you know, Salem and then all the other schools. So it's an exciting conference to be a part of. And, we actually have our monthly meeting today. So, you know, which I'm excited to get over to. So it's, you know, great conference, you know, great competition. And, you know, it's amazing to be part of it, especially when so many close rivalries and you know, our communities are, you know, so close that, you know, it's, you know, our coaches know each other, our students know each other, and so it makes for, you know, great competition.
Absolutely. I guess I'm talking to you a little too early then to get that late information from those league meetings. Yeah, but we'll work on that timing here. Riley, finally, anything else that you want to mention about Salem Athletics you know, that I did not ask you about?
You know, I just think it's, you know, it's an honor to be in this position, you know, be here, you know, with, you know, Scott Connolly was the previous athletic director here, and you know, he had done such a phenomenal job, and you know, an honor to be here and continue, you know, the growth of Salem High Sports. And, you know, I really think that we're doing a lot of really great things here to, you know, build our program, build, you know, our student athletes, you know, in and outside of the, you know, the athletic realm. You know, I always, my mantra is, you know, there's five core values to being a witch. It's work ethic, it's ignite, you know, igniting energy, it's trust, earning, building trust, it's champions, academically, socially, and whatever really drives you. I always say athletics because I'm the athletic director, but it could be being a champion and, you know, music being a champion and art being a champion and whatever it is that you're passionate about. And then heart, you know, doing things with, you know, empathy, respect, and love in your heart. You know, that's what makes a win. And that's something that I truly feel and I truly believe, you know, our students and, you know, our staff here, you know, they're living those core values to the fullest of what it means to be a witch.
Well, Riley, I can appreciate your enthusiasm and, you know, excitement about this and your work there. And best of luck and keep up that work. And hopefully we'll be in touch soon down the road.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Riley Christie, Athletic Director at Salem High School, here with us on MSONewsports.com.